think it was a transistor kind. It only picked up one station that was rocking 99, and that distorted distortion blew my 9-year-old. Watch Jimmy Swagger just a little too much, and she went to the seminar at the White Baptist Church. They said evil backwards messages came from this noise, and that this dude named Gene Simmons liked to eat little. Thank you.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am Uncle Sam, your host tonight. Today is March 13th, 2018. You're listening to episode number 102 featuring Anson Raps. I have Tayshawn here with me.
Woo-hoo.
First things...
How y'all doing?
I'm doing good, man. This weather's... First things first, rest in peace, Craig Mack.
Yeah, yo, I just caught that news and I was like, fam, that's insane.
Rest in peace, Biggie Smalls. It's, yeah, man, I was over with Ark earlier and he was like, rappers is 50. It seems like it's really hard to get past that number.
Well, just back in the, well, just like, especially like nowadays, like, didn't we like, we lost Prodigy like last year too. We lost
Sean P, Prodigy, Fife.
Like,
yeah,
just mad rappers, yo, and it's crazy, man.
There's more than that too. I don't want to act like that's the whole list, but yeah.
Oh, no, man, I know. There's way more, but it's just like that's just like the three that just kind of came to my head right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I feel bad. I never got crazy into Craig Mack's catalog besides a few songs, but. Definitely, I mean, Flavor in Your Ear and Juicy happening at once is wild to think back on.
Yeah.
You know, so rest in peace, condolences to his family, and hopefully, you know, may, I think Matt Whitlock was talking about it, using it as an opportunity to, you know, dig a little deeper and learn more about him. So,
oh, nah, facts.
Definitely go check some of the back catalog because it was a little before my time, you know.
Yeah,
definitely
likewise.
Before your time.
Like, yeah, very. Yeah. Yeah, very. But I gotta get more hip. I knew of Craig Mack. Honestly, like, if the name doesn't sound familiar, you're not really around the right crowd.
Yeah.
High key, it's just like, I never dug too deep, but honestly, I didn't actually, like, think that it was gonna, like, you know, come to, like, you know, somebody dying just to be like, hey, let me check out this person's catalog. It's just like, dang.
That's a, hey, man, Jada said it way back. Dead rappers get better promotion. Mm. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but yeah, we'll check it out. And he had an interesting legacy, though. I saw someone, I think Carly Hustle, tweeting about earlier. She was like, you know, this dude was disrespected by the industry his entire time in it, called ugly, like, completely got a raw deal. And then now that he's dead, you know, those same publications are, you know, just clickbaiting his death.
Of
know,
course.
Because
that's the thing about
it.
It's like, I don't know, media is ruthless and media is like very selfish. And like, on top of that, like, the same mouth that they use to like disrespect you, they'll also use to like big you up once you're gone. Mm-hmm. And once it's like trending, to like when people care about you, like let's say Craig Mack didn't die or like he lost like a leg or something, those same publications would probably be the same thing, because then it'll be like, oh, if we call this person ugly, this and that and the third, we're gonna look like bad people because he went through a tragedy. Mm-hmm. So we have to do this, and that's why I don't really like, you know, publications like that. And honestly, I'm actually really glad that you told me that, because that's really interesting, because that does happen with a lot of rappers. That happens with a lot of, you know, people, especially like, you know, singers, legends, celebrities, like, for example, like Michael Jackson. Everybody was saying things like how he was like...
People were talking crazy about Michael.
Crazy about Michael. And honestly, as soon as he died, everybody was like, oh my gosh, it's so sad. Like, no, like he was such a beautiful soul and he had this. And I'm like, but you were calling him a child molester like 2 weeks in advance. And honestly, a lot of people have been guilty of that, but then it's just kind of like you kind of see that and you're just like, yeah, there's a lot of hypocrisy in that. And it's like people kind of like, you know, switch with whatever is like, you know, kind of like following up. And I feel like that's a problem, because, you know, Craig Mack is like definitely like somebody, like he's definitely somebody that was like considered like one of like, you know, the greats. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he had a couple monster versus records. Yeah, he's
I just need to get a little bit more like enlightened to that, because honestly, like, I don't know, like Flavor in Your Ear was definitely like my go-to track, because not only was the beat crazy, but the song itself was just nuts.
Let's do that next week. Let's come back and let's each have a underrated Craig Mack song that we discovered.
I'm gonna go straight to the Apple Music, and I'm gonna go straight to like all the albums. Yo, that's literally how I go through all my albums, just straight up Apple Music. Honestly, like, Can I just give a piece of advice real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, yo, if you are an artist and you're listening right now, please get your music on Spotify and Apple Music. I promise you, like, people are never going to pass that up, because when they see you on Apple Music and Spotify, they're going to think you're official. People always check you out when you're on, like, you know, big name branded, you know, websites and, like, you know, music catalogs and all that. You know what I'm saying? So, if anything, just, like, always put your stuff on Apple Music, especially if you want people to, like, not only take you seriously, but also be like, you know what, like, this person can, like, you know, put together something cohesive. People are definitely going to look at you and be like, oh, snap, like, he's organized. He knows what he's doing. You feel me?
Yep. Yeah, definitely get on everything. You have Apple?
I do. I have Apple Music and I have Spotify.
So you can help me out then, because this is dope. First of all, if you're tuned in, let us know what Craig Mack records we're sleeping on at Live Free OD Radio on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at LFOD Radio. Let us know what we need to get hip to. But so I just made Spotify playlists and SoundCloud playlists for all the records we've played so far this year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start doing it quarterly, so you can hear everything we've spun. It's good for the artists. People can check, get your music. First of all, I can't add everyone's music if it's not on certain platforms.
Yeah.
But if you've got the Apple one, maybe you can make the Apple playlist, because I do not have Apple, so I couldn't make one on
honestly
there.
I'm gonna see you if got I me can, I'm gonna see if I can do that. All I'm right. not sure how to do it either, to be honest, but
we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We got an account.
I mean, Google, I'm gonna make Google my best friend.
All right,
you feel me?
You got it.
I'm gonna try to make Google my best friend, and
shout out to Google.
But also, like, speaking of just albums, I recently trekked back to Take Care. And honestly, I don't know, for some reason, when I listened to it the first time, I didn't like it, like, at all. But now I'm listening to it again, and, like, I think it's, like, sonically one of Drake's, like, best albums, like, in my opinion. Like, sonically, I would say it's, like, one of his best albums, because, like, it was so, like, I don't know, it was, like, very atmospheric, and it was also doing something different. And on top of that, Drake's singing voice was way better than it was on Thank Me Later. Like, compared to, like, Take Care and Thank Me Later, like, Take Care, like, makes Thank Me Later sound like, it makes, you know, Thank Me Later sound like Drake was, like, singing, like, he was a recorder. You know what recorders are, like, the little basic instruments that you get in, like, elementary school? Like, it's, like, he sounded like a recorder, and then it was, like, Take Care, it sounds like a whole tenor saxophone, and it's, like, crazy. But to be honest, like, I really liked Take Care, and I really was like, wow, like.
So we're gonna get emotional Tay today, is what we're learning.
Oh no, of course we're not gonna.
Take
get
Care
emotional.
Got me in my feelings, so.
It did.
I think so. I don't know. We don't really listen to Drake like that. So.
Yo, honestly, here's the deal.
I'm gonna play a record, but what? Let me know.
Okay. So here's the deal. Honestly, sad records like Take Care. Honestly. There's this one album that I listened to. It was a Mount Airy album called A Crow Looked at Me. You listen to that album, it is literally going to numb you of any type of, like, sadness that is ever going to come from any other albums, because I swear to God, that is the saddest album that I've ever listened to.
I'll check it out, because I know some pretty sad records.
No, because I'm...
Mount Airy, A Crow Looked at Me?
Yes. It's a folk record, and honestly, I've been diving into folk music for some reason. I really like it, to be honest. Like, it's dope to me.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, like, you listen to that album, you're going to be like, wow. You're just gonna look at it like it ruined my whole day.
I'll check it out. You ever listen to Tom Waits?
Tom Waits
will put you in a gutter real quick. All right, we're gonna play some records. I'm gonna be on Anson Raps. Can't wait to talk to him. A man has been chilling backstage the last few shows, so it's been dope. You know, getting ready for this one. Anson's got a lot going on. Multi-talented artist. And first though, for Biggie, March 9th. That was Friday. This is the Kick in the Door remix by Knots. I love this record. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
I got to talk. I got to tell what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. And you. And you. This goes out to you.
Biggie.
This goes out to you. This goes out to you. 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 Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I cried.
bust so-called Willie's thugs and rap a dog. Get in that tank, look fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, da-da-da. You got to call me Francis, M.H. White intake like toast, so iron. We're doing in shootouts, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra flips for extra issues. Next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap. The most shady,
Biggie.
Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. and I'm at homecoming with my man Capone drumming. Up something, you should know my steel up. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show. To more G's with wars I've never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Before I squeeze and bust, if the beef between us, we can settle it. With the chrome and metal issue, I look at it like a kettle kit. You're delicate, you better get who sent you. You still peddle this. I got more rides than great attention.
I got to talk, I gotta tell what I mean.
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. On your mark, get set, when I spark you wet. Look how dark you get when you're marked for death. Should I start your breath or should I let you die? If then you start to cry, ask why. Lyrically, I'm worship. Don't front the word sick. You cursed it, but rehearsed it. I drop unexpectedly like murder. It's you birds get stuck quickly for long teeth and show money. Don't forget the publishing. I punish her. I'm done with them, son. I'm surprised you run with them. I think they got mumming, cause they nothing but shit. Trying to blow up like nitro when dynamite sticks. Mad, I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. Got paid off my flow, rock with my own flip. Take trips to Cairo, play in with your tip. I know you playing, you was rich, girl. I'm when I see you out. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more.
I got to talk. I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see it.
This goes out to you. This goes out to you. And you. And you. And you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. And you.
When are they gonna turn on the lights, Daddy?
Right after dark, Amy. It'll light up the whole lawn.
Will it light up the whole world, Daddy? Light up the whole world. Light up the whole world. Light up the whole world.
Ouch, what rhyme with gout? Wild challenge rappers that need the timeout. Wash their mouth out with brawners for showing out for sponsors. No doubt, scouts honor, cut off allowances and take away their toys. You think that's harsh, it's even worse for the boys. Whoop that ass in front of your friends and drag them by the airload. Like, don't do it again. Now get to them chores, or else you can't hit the blunt for a month. And you grounded, no outside, no out front. Grown folks talking, don't even mumble. And run away from home and come back humble. It's too much sugar, start to hyperact. Scheming on a snack, look like someone needs a nap. Real MCs, that whiny piss pot rappers and snotty nose club rats get slapped off they monkey bars in this riddle ruckus. Little
when are they gonna turn on the lights?
As in on stage or lyrical might, contrary to bias towards age or physical height. They need to go fly a kite, Mike, to get high off life like, instead of playing games and sight fight. Slow down, buddy, or things could get ugly. Running behind Arnold like Chicken Chester Dudley.
out here doing the darndest things, hysterical. How they got through the kindergarten is a miracle. Get back up in his house, a grandmama shout. Wandering through the hood in tight pajamas with the out. Strolling by, rolling eyes like hater. Face and fingers sticky and dirty from icky now laters. Give him a mean look, that's my word. The belt is right here, be seen and not heard. Respect your elders, tell your sisters and brothers. The whole world's watching y'all's little mother.
Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in this house. Okay. One time for my ladies, yeah. One time for my fellas, yeah. One time for the reaper, yeah. One time for the speaker, yeah. One time for the mollies, yeah. One time for the shrooms. One time for the party, yeah. One time. Over to gold, don't ever pawn your mind. Something about the grind. You see how we climb, does it look like I'm lying? You see how we flying, baby doll, it's not drugs, it's science. Don't even trip off the items. And I really like it, cause you got the driving. You ain't even got no license. I got a little functional, I'm hyping. You should come through with the right friends. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my okay. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. Shake your bad vibes for you walk up in my house. I said one time for my ladies, yeah. One time for my fellas, yeah. One time for the reaper, yeah. One time for the speaker, yeah. One time for the mollies, yeah. One time for the shrooms. One time for the party, yeah. One time, what it do, yeah. Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, what up, yeah. Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, what up, yeah. Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, what up, yeah. Feng shui, yeah. Feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, feng shui, raps.
Anson Raps is in the building. He braved the weather to get over here.
Word.
No snow days.
No days off.
Not at all.
Never.
Not at all.
How you feeling?
I'm good, man.
Word.
I'm really good. I haven't been home since about 9:30 this morning, so I'm kind of afraid to see my car.
Word.
But I'm ready.
Word.
So what's up? You don't take days off, do you? You seem like you work pretty hard.
Yeah, man. If I'm not working the day job, then I'm rapping.
or I'm writing, or I'm thinking about marketing, writing, or rapping, or drawing, or something, something. It all relates. That's what I tell myself. It all relates. So, you know, if I get sidetracked with a side project, it usually comes back to like the main story eventually.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a little bit of everything for sure.
Word, word.
I dig. Like, you do like photography and like painting and stuff. I didn't even know you did that type of stuff, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I went to school for fine arts. Yeah, went to Framingham State, studio illustration. I actually just met up with one of my drawing teachers in New York. I was checking out some art out there. But yeah, it used to be like a thing that I kind of kept separate from the music. Yeah. Now it's kind of like, how do I see the relationships between both of the two? Because, you know, the rap sometimes, they're a different kind of expression. But then if you look at the art, you're like, oh, snap. Like, I thought he was like this because I heard the song. But, you know, it's like this. So I think having multiple things keeps you, like, centered in this industry. Because a lot of people expect what you were when you're growing. So you could, you know, you can grow in different ways. So I try to keep the art like right next door, you know.
It's dope to be able to do your own covers, your own flyers, stuff like that as well. I mean, you always want to, you know, put together a collective and support the people around you if you can. But if you can do it yourself, it adds that extra layer to it, you know,
yeah,
where it's
sure.
really personal.
Yeah, and even if it's not directly you, I really like the fact that I could talk to a photographer from like their perspective, you know, and I might have an idea like, yo, could you light me this way or whatever, and this is the concept, but that's what they do too, so they can say like, oh, that's good, but what about this? And you know, usually the product is like is really good, because that's my focus at all points. It's like what is the greatest product, and not even in terms of selling anything, just kind of like, what is the art? You know what I mean? Like, that's what's going to stay at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, 50 years from now, that's all you're going to have on me, because I'm going to be an old dude chilling somewhere on some beach. So
someone is calling us. Did you put the number out there?
Should we find out who it is?
Yeah.
Where?
Hello? Hello?
You're on the air.
Ah, I see. Hey, I just want to say I think you're doing a great job. I really love your show. I listen every week.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate that. What's your name?
Seti Zoo.
Oh, Seti. What's happening, Seti?
Hey, you got to buzz this door down here because I ain't getting in any other way.
Oh, you're hit.
In the window.
Oh, man. Seti's unbelievable. All right, we'll come get you, Seti. One second. We got to finish this interview with Anson Raps. Does someone want to let Seti in?
I'll go.
Thank you, Amanda. Wait, you need the key card. Full of surprises. This is what happens when people know where we are.
Right.
No, shout out to Seti, though. But you were saying something important, I felt like.
Mm.
Anyway, so you mentioned products. We'll get into that later.
Word.
But I'm not surprised that you use that word. You have a dollar sign in your name.
Word.
Yeah.
Being that you're an artist, though, I noticed you moved the dollar sign from the S in Anson to the S in Raps.
Yeah, that was more like a... just like a visual thing. So like when I come up with concepts, I'll be like, yeah, that's dope, and I think of like colors, and just like I'll say it and I'll be like, I'll pretend like, oh, does it roll off the tongue? Like, because my name was AJ at first, and
glad you changed that.
Yeah, because that's very generic, and if you Google AJ, it's like AJ and Allie number one.
Yep.
Every single time, you know what I mean? And my name is Anson, my dad's name is Anson too, so it was Anson Jr. But most people, I'm the only Anson to know. So, like, why not use that to my advantage? So, you know, a lot of people have never seen me perform, but they heard of me because they heard the name. And they're just like, oh, yeah, I heard that from somewhere, you know. So, but the dollar sign was really me writing it up a bunch of times. And I was like, man, $2 signs? Or like, nah, like $2 signs too much. I'm like, nah, but at the end, that's hard, though. You know what I mean? Like,
too much is never enough, especially when it comes to dollar signs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right at the end. End of the day, it's about that dollar sign. Mm-hmm. End of the reps. So, dude, I also saw you running a marathon.
Nah, I'm not running a marathon. I mean, like that's a life goal for sure. I ran a half marathon before.
Okay.
And like that was the best shape of my life, and you know, I'm definitely going to head in that direction for sure, but not this year though.
How do you
find coming up?
What's that?
There was one coming up. Oh, there was one coming up.
There's one every year.
I know, but I'm saying like coming up like.
Oh, he said it was a goal of his in the past. Oh, you know. Mm.
But I did have this real fly jacket though. This. I seen it at the thrift store. It was like it said the marathon, 1987, Boston, and it was back when Adidas used to do it instead of Reebok.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up losing at a party, so I was like,
oh,
tight.
Oh man, that's a bad hit.
Yeah.
So, how do you find time? Like, do you struggle to budget your time, or do you do a good job with this?
It depends. I would say yes and no, because so if I have a drawing or something or a painting, I work on it for like a week straight, maybe a month straight, and then it'll sit somewhere, and then I'll like go live life and I'll learn more stuff and I'll look at it and I'll be like, man, that's kind of whack. I see what I was doing, but that's kind of whack. And I'll draw right over it. So, like, my pieces could be a whole year process of me just doing that over and over. With songs, it was always just, like, walking the studio. You know, I used to live with the people that produce a lot of the music that I have. So they would just be making beats, and it's just on the spot. Write it, boom. And I love that. I love that stream of consciousness about my work. But when I started performing, I started realizing, like, I don't say it the way I write it. You know, and people don't react to everything that I expect them to react to. So I would go back and be like, same way with my drawings, add little marks to it. It'll be like, oh, let me just change this word real quick. So I'm kind of slow, but I think I spend my time in good spaces, because once a product comes out, people, that art is gonna last for a long time, because it was a lot of thought put into it, you know. Yeah,
absolutely. Tayshaun, you had a question, right?
Nah, not really. I'm always gonna ask this question, man. Mm. Like, when are you dropping that song, man? He knows what song I'm talking
right,
about.
Right.
Mr. Shake Your Bad Vibes.
It's just certain sounds that just like relate to certain weather. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely like a warmer climate. I'm thinking. For sure.
I mean, hopefully after this blizzard, we can see you like warmer weathers.
Right, right, right. It's supposed to be spring next week, I heard. I heard
next
that.
Next week?
Yeah. Oh,
That's perfect. Perfect. Yeah. I'm so happy about that. But not. But also, like, I'm honestly, I just really like that song because, like, to be completely honest, like, I don't know. I did a thing with Jordan. He introduced to me what Sage is.
Mm.
And I feel like you use that a lot.
Mm.
Because, like, I didn't know what Sage did or what it was until he kind of introduced the idea of it. Mm. He was kind of like, you know, it was about, like, you know, cleaning the energy in your environment.
Mm-hmm.
And also doing so when, like, you know, people kind of come around and just to make sure that they don't, like, you know, bring their outside energies into, like, you know, like a peaceful environment.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And I feel like that was basic. That's basically my Sage every time you, like, perform it. So like, that's why I'm, like... that's why I kind of want to know more about it. You feel me? Like,
yeah, I mean, it really, that song really came from like a dark place, and it was like something I was kind of shouting to the world, like, you know, like I'm in this space, but like this space is limited. The world is the real space. You know what I mean? So like, if I live this mantra that people can't ruin my vibe in this world, then my perspective of this bad space I'm in is going to change at that point. Because there's people that go through worse things than me, but their outlook on life is just crazy. Like, they're just so happy. So, like, that song was really the goal to get to that point. And whoever is listening to it, like, feel that way about their own selves, which is dope. Because I've heard from a lot of people that, like, they like, live by those words. And I'm like, man, that's crazy. Like, I wrote that song at a bus stop in Austin. Just I was sitting there just talking to myself, and people was looking at me like, why does this dude keep saying shake your bad vibe? Like, you know what I mean? But it's something I had to do at the time, and like, yeah, it kind of started my whole like career, really, like performing that song. Yeah, for sure.
That's what's up. Before we keep going, I did want to say, so first of all, Aura to Gold, Don't Ever Pawn Your Mind, I like that record.
Oh, yeah,
that line there. But you were saying you have a you've shaken off bad vibes in the past. I saw an earlier interview with you. You talked about having everything set up and like just failing massively. Can you talk about overcoming failure and, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy. So like I like my thinking process is very related to art school. And like my one of my teachers, his name is Tim McDonald. He one of my first weeks of class, he was telling us, he said, all right, today I'm gonna teach you all the rules so you can break them. And anytime you have anything, you have the ability to change it. That's the beauty of art. You could put marks on top. So that made me like change what I thought a failure was. You know, like a failure could just be like actually a foundation for a win. You know what I mean? If you think it's the end of the world, that's when you stop. But if you think you got into this place and now it's the beginning of something greater, you know, just like in art, if you have this beautiful highlight, it's literally next to the darkest point of the picture. That's what makes it a highlight. You see, you analyze light and you believe it's this and you believe this is that. If you don't believe one, then the other one doesn't exist. So I get excited when I'm failing because I'm like, word, I'm about to figure out something like really, really great. And in a couple years from now, I'm going to be way more prepared, you know. But it took me a long time to get to that point, though, for sure.
Yeah. You have to fail a lot to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth seas make for shoddy sailors. That's the saying. Well, remixed for radio, but
yeah, I was like, is that how it goes?
Yeah, it is now. I want to play a few seconds of this Kiki record. It's not
Word.
Clean, but your verse is.
Word.
Thank you. You don't really cuss much, actually.
Yeah, nah. I started rapping my brother, and he used to always be like, yo, if you swear, you ain't got no words. You ain't got no words. But when I do swear, it's very intentional. It's like, I'm angry. You know what I mean? For sure.
Did you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, I always
think of the Crazy Eyes Killer episode where he's talking. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nah.
Oh, man. Watch it up. Look it up. Because Crazy Eyes Killer is talking to Larry, and Larry's just like, use the F word. Like, it doesn't mean anything. Why don't you say? And he like, I think he has him throw the B word or something, and then it gets back out that like it was Larry's idea to say that, and he's like, just writing wise, like he used the other word too much, it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Yeah, when you swear, it should mean something, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, also you make a man's job easier to get you on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, like, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like in some cases some people swear to make the syllable, the simile, like kind of like curve better. Especially also like to
they're
to
good fillers, like, if you need a consonant.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like if you want to you know, keep up the stanzas and like all that type of stuff.
Yeah,
like, they're gonna be like F word.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need one word, and yeah.
Yeah, but to be completely honest, it's just a matter of like how you kind of like exercise that. And pretty much, like, you'll probably end up finding, like, once you revisit that same type of song, you'll probably end up finding a better, cleaner word than that. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Unless you need it. Unless they really need to be told. all right, we're going to play Kiki. So, who's up first on this?
First it's Kiki D.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to Kiki D. Kiki, me, and then Photo. And Marco Marcel made the beat.
Word.
Same dude that made Movement.
That's what's up. You're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back with Answer Raps after this.
See you later. I'ma see you soon. I gotta figure out a way to make it to the moon. Thinking of a big plan in my living room. Studying is boring, told my mom I need some living room. I was in the kitchen trying to cook up something edible. Hungry for success, to quit is unacceptable. Saw a couple live shows, very impeccable. Left the Middle East for inspiration, bet I'm next to blow. Patty G took an L, so he had to bounce back. If you ever lose hope, you can go and find that. If you wanna grow, you gotta set a goal. Facts, facts, they always trying to finesse, so I had to count that. Racks, racks in my dreams, I'ma turn it to reality. R.I.P. the head that gets me used to all these tragedies. Welcome to the beam, think we need a new strategy. We all gonna fight the 80s casualties.
New rhyme book, scent smell better than new relationships. relationships. I ain't trying to be Romeo just cause I'm getting old. I'm more focused on the ticket sold, not the loud talk off from so-and-so. Learning this game more about mind state, less of the talent show. They still crying about the totem pole. Look, they never heard of me prior. I popped up and I'm getting richer. Use the same shot value till I retire. That's not a joke. Oh, that's a quote. I claim this very moment the first day that I spoke. Just cause I'm quiet, they thought that I would choke. Man, they thought that I would choke, not never. Every single book get better. What? Every single move get smarter. What? Every single crowd get larger. You come with the budget, no barter. I came through thinking like a starter.
Live Free or Die Radio, Anson Raps in the building. We got Tayshaun with us as well. Yo, you said your new rhyme book scents smell better than relationships.
Yeah, that was a point in time of my life, you know. I have different opinions now.
Oh, man, all right.
Yeah.
Well, so it actually made me think of something. How many rhyme books have you gone through? Because you don't have any records out.
Word. So rhyme books, that's like one of the biggest goals of my life, to have 100 rhyme books. Like, that's always been like... I only write in rhyme books, so if I'm writing a song, even if I like type it in my phone, I'll copy it in a rhyme book. I currently have 28 rhyme books.
My dude. So your stash is crazy.
Yeah. The weird thing about me though is like my structure it just changes so much. So like I'll go back and read old stuff and I'm like, how did I say this? You know what I mean? But I'll read the words and I'll be like, wow, like I was a profound like teenager, you know what I mean? I don't know, but yeah, for sure, 100, we going straight to 100. You know, it's crazy because I went into college with 18, and like college was just like every day. Like I had a phase where I had like my sidekick, and I was writing in the sidekick. But once I stopped doing that, it was just like 3 songs a day, 4 songs a day, 5 songs a day. It was like a real addiction when I was like 18, 19, and like nowadays, I feel like I'm a better writer, but I'm really trying to get back to that confidence, because you couldn't tell me nothing. I was the best rapper ever, like Jay-Z, Kanye, all them. I'm better than you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I felt back then when I was like 19, 20.
You might have more rhyme books than Kanye now.
Where? Oh, no.
So, but this makes me, I have a lot of questions about your strategy, I guess, because that's the most interesting thing to me right now, is you have all these records or all these concepts. It seems to me, well, first of all, do you write with your live show in mind?
I do now.
Yeah. That comes across.
It's crazy. So I have a engineer that I have a few engineers I work closely with. This dude named Lil Rich. He engineers, he produces. He did 500 Horses for Stiz. No Bells by Stiz.
Shout out Lil Rich.
Yeah, shout out Lil Rich.
Shout out to you for shouting out your producers.
Word.
Oh, yeah, big one.
Word. Yeah, you gotta like, you know, it's like I said, it's the art, it's the product. We all did it, you know what I mean? But Rich, when he would be mixing the songs, he would be like, hey, if I drop this drum right here, like, it usually is, like, people react at this moment. It's going to be big right here if you want it. You know what I mean? He would just give me, like, little jewels, but he never would force it on me. And I would just be listening to him. And when I listen to his records, Stupid Genius Records, I can hear where the crowd is going to react. He's very intentional. So, like, after doing over 20 shows last year, it was kind of like a conversation that me and the band had. And also combined with Rich's his advice, and now it's kind of just like, you know, that's just how I write. It's kind of like second nature now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
so it's just happening.
Hey, Moon Ali, what up? That's my cuz. Right. he's on the live. What up?
Well, hip hop is alive. I think, you know, a lot of that's like the essence of it.
Mm-hmm.
But so it seems to me like you're more focused on figuring out, like, that business end of how to get people at a show, how to pack that, before you start releasing records.
Yeah.
And then I was, you know, connecting the breadcrumbs. So you're part of industry too.
Not anymore, but yeah, it's crazy. Like in that time of my life, I was living with band members, and we started a company that was like more based on like selling beats, and then we were trying to transition to like a marketing thing. It didn't work out for me personally, but that time allowed me to study the business not as an artist. Like I was just purely just trying to like get my business off the ground. And when I was doing that, I was seeing, it's like 4 years ago, and at that time I figured like, man, I know how to write a song, but I wasn't really working on my music. But studying the business, it kind of like got me more excited about it, because I saw how music was changing and what like a digital royalty actually means for an artist. Mm-hmm. You know, and it sucks at first, but in the long term, if you understand the business, you'll have the freedom to do whatever you want and still get paid for it. And that's like, that would change my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, I wouldn't have to go to work. I'd be waking up, you know, like just thinking of concepts. And that's kind of like what school was for me, you know, just for drawing though.
Yeah.
But, so I was like looking at that. And then when I decided like, all right, I'm gonna change my name, I'm gonna rebrand myself. It was like a conversation. It was like artist management, basically. Mm-hmm. It was like a conversation like, who are you? What do you stand for? How are you gonna prove that to people? And I was like, I'm Anson Raps, I'm the art rapper. I went to school for illustration. There's not a lot of people that have that background, but hip hop is that. So
right.
Like, who wasn't spraying and rapping 20 years ago? So like, right. How am I weird? You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, nah.
You're not weird.
Yeah, like I'm gonna stand by the art, but like to be believable, you have to do art shows. So like I spent like a year, just a whole year just doing art shows, and I spent a year performing. And this was conversations that we had, like, even though I have at that point like 20 rhyme books and I thought I was the man, like music was changing and melodies were becoming more important. I was living with people that really understood like musical theory. So they were like, yo, you gotta learn how to perform, bro. Like,
yeah,
that's it. So we just did that, and now we're in the third year of it, where it's like, all right, like I've done the art shows, I performed, but like where's the music? You know what I mean? People are looking, but like where is it? So you got to understand the business before that. So right now it's kind of like I understand a lot, but the music game is changing every day. So it's like I do a lot of research nowadays.
Yeah.
Lots of research.
So you're just trying to figure out how to, like, you know, market yourself successfully, right?
Market, but also like find new ways to make revenue, but also make real connections with your first fans, like right. the first people to ever come to your show. I think that's so important, especially in a city where it's so small that if we did that to every artist that we love, then we have a scene. And I think it's happening. I use Dutch for example. I went to one of her first shows, 2011. She was opening up for Lost Boys. And because of that, we built a relationship. We just now did records together, but every time she came out with something, I was supporting it. You know what I mean? And like, I was thinking to myself, how do I like keep that relationship with somebody that's doing that for me? You know what
right.
I mean? And I have a terrible memory. Amanda knows that. You know what I mean? So one of the things I really try to like focus on when I go to a show, like really having those conversations. I opened up for Nick Caution and Kirk Knight, and me and Marco went outside and we dapped up every single person in the line because we were so excited. It wasn't for us, they were coming there for them, but we were like, yo, the line is around the building.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, and it was Sonya. It was the first time I ever went in there. Because I did that, when I was walking around the building, people would see me and they'd be like, hey, Anson. And when I got on the stage, they started chanting my name. And when I got off the stage, people were running after me, and I sold out my merch in like 5 minutes, and I was like, wow, these people never heard of me. But just because I just was like, how you doing? I'm Anson, I'm
yeah.
here. That just changed everything. So if I could do that in a scaled form, when there's a bunch of fans and I'm answering all the comments on Instagram, and I'm, you know, I want to set up that type of lifestyle, but I don't want to make that take away from the art. So it's finding that balance.
Mm-hmm.
And setting up something that like keeps me and those fans engaged for a very, very long time.
Have you checked out Patreon?
Yeah. I definitely want to get into like the documentary side of things for that, the more visual photos and video for that.
I think that could change it all.
Yeah.
I was wondering, I didn't know if maybe you were chasing placements over selling records, like if you even plan on selling records, like, because your approach has been pretty interesting so far.
Well, this is my
placements
idea.
Meaning like a publishing type
right
deal.
Right. I mean, I have a third party aggregator. I use CD Baby.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, they play stuff for you. Me and Amanda talked about you know, pitching ourselves, like doing our own PR and learning that. So that's definitely a goal, but I do believe in building your own store as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to keep that fine art approach. Where you have a one-on-one, which has a high value, instead of having multiple copies of a bunch of things. So that's going to be like one of my approaches, like in the long term, really, really hit these art galleries and like be like, yeah, it's hip hop in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the way Jay was at the MoMA recording Picasso Baby.
Right. You
know? Yeah.
That
made me like super happy when I seen that.
That's what's up. Well, yo, let's play this movement.
Where?
Because if people I'm not moving with you, then, well, they'll know what to do after this. And then we got a couple questions when we're back. Anson Raps, we are on Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back after this. This record is called Movement. It's the only one you can listen to on your own at home. Type in Anson Raps. Otherwise, you got to tune in here because we got them on the hard drives.
Got all of them.
All of them. Not all 20.
So damn hard to make new music. I've been feeling sorta like lately, I'm a loser. I lost my mind a couple years ago, but I think I'm using all these crazy thoughts I had to show improvement. So either you mess with the movement, or you keep it moving, huh? Yeah. Either you mess with the movement, or you keep it moving, ho. Oh, why don't you move? Cause you in the way, man. You such a waste, man. I really don't hear what you saying, huh? Giving me grace, yeah. I swear my whole name like been waiting, huh? I swear I've been waiting, yeah. I feel like to get a new fan. You want to amaze, huh? Yeah. I feel like the artists degrading, huh? You rappers is breaking, huh? Yeah. All of the standards I thought it was. You rappers is saying, huh? You rappers is saying, huh? You haters is saying, huh? You doubting, you saying, huh? What are we making, yeah? Where could we take this? I'm just an artist that's stuck in the matrix, yeah. I feel every calculus class. Senior year BLA still let me pass. 1 year before I started pumping the gas, my mama found out she would whoop on my only one. Why do I feel like the why do I feel like the why do I feel like the only one? Why do I feel like the why do I feel like the why do I feel like the only one?
Why do I feel like the
only one? So either you mess with the movement, or you keep it moving, huh? Yeah. Either you mess with the movement, or you keep it moving. Oh, why don't you move? Cause you in the way for me. You such a waste, man. I really don't hear what you say, huh? You giving me grace, man. Huh? Yeah. So either you mess with the movement, or you keep it moving, huh? Yeah. Either you mess with the movement, or you keep it moving. Oh, you move, cause you in the way from you such a waste, man. I feel like to get a new fan. You walk through a maze, man. 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 I feel so amazing, yeah. I feel so amazing, feel so amazing, yeah. I feel so amazing, I feel so amazing, feel so amazing, yeah. I feel so amazing, yeah. I feel so amazing, feel so amazing, yeah. I feel so,
You. Yo, what's good? It's your boy Anson Raps, and you listen to LFOD Radio, boy.
Hey, yo. Boy. Movement. Yo, what does Live Free or Die mean to you?
Oh, ultimate expression. Not letting nobody steal your happiness. Yeah, for sure.
Dope.
Mm.
Dope. And where can people follow you?
You could type in Anson Raps, ANSONRAPS, or $ on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and you'll find me. Hey, shout out to my mom. She watching the interview too. She just shared it.
Yes, that's what's up.
She said, "Hey, baby boy. Hey, baby girl." Hey, shout out to my mom.
That's what's up, man. So Movement may or may not have a video.
Oh yeah, Movement's definitely gonna be a visual experience. I think y'all gonna like it. I think y'all gonna like it. I'm trying to be like very artistic with the video, but simple at the same time. When y'all see it, y'all gonna be like mind blown for sure.
Let us know, and y'all can find it on all our pages when it drops at LFOD Radio everywhere, at Live Free OD Radio on Twitter. We're gonna get that one eventually, dude. We didn't even get to talk about it, and this is what I thought we were gonna talk about when we first booked this. You're moving to Australia.
Yeah, yo. Yeah. All right. how much time we got left?
We have like five minutes.
Five. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, y'all. I'm trying to move to Australia, man. Melbourne. I got a homie out there.
Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got a homie out there. Shout out to my homie Dakin. He was like a mentor to me in my college days when I was stacking up them rhyme books, and he used to always tell me like, "Yo, man, freestyle your tracks. Yo, man, think global." He used to say that to me when I was, you know, just not even know what I was doing, just messing around. And he's from Africa, moved to London. He was in and out of New York and London. And then one year he called me like, yo, man, come to Africa. I know you want to shoot documentaries and stuff. Like, we could do it big, but you got to have a job. And I'm like, bro, I don't got no money to go to Africa. You know what I'm saying? So some time passed and he was like, yo, I'm in Australia now. I started a home decor business and, you know, the music scene is different out here. You should do some research. And I did. And it turns out Australia is a 16-year-old rap market. Iggy Azalea is the first ever major signee. That was 6 years ago. So I figured if I go out there, it'll be tough because it's an emerging market. So it'll give me like thick skin. It's the same thing here, but also better royalties out there. And you know the weather's beautiful.
Yep.
But one of the main goals besides like getting myself up is to find out how the festivals work out there and start a festival that allows people to travel in between countries. And I think that's going to be super big for Boston because Stiz has already been out there. Christmas has been out there already. Ed OG's been out there already. MBS has been out there already.
A lot of dudes do Japan too.
Mm-hmm. And that, yes, yeah, and it's the same. That's the same market. A lot of Japanese people are in Australia, which is dope. And
I think there's a lot of expats in Australia. It's kind of like a mix. Mm-hmm. There's a ton going on.
Yeah.
Do they do those artist credits out there? Is that one of those countries where, like, I know there's like a lot of countries where you basically get like grants or like just hand. It's like super easy to make art off.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm traveling on a work visa.
Dope.
So I'm gonna go out there and work for 6 months. But my homie Dakin, he just told me that he just opened up a record label. So hopefully, I hope Dakin watching, you'll hire me, bro. You know? Yeah. True. So to get out there is pretty expensive. So I'm putting together a Kickstarter, and I'm gonna have like a ton of art offers on there. And I started a GoFundMe 2 years ago, and before I had any records out, and I raised $2,000 from just like hitting up people from high school, and just because.
What did you do with that? Is it still in the fund?
It's still there. Yeah, it's still there. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take that money and make it the first donation for the Kickstarter. And I'm looking at, it's going to cost about like $8,000 to $10,000 for me to go out there and get the visa and the tickets and all that stuff. So I'm almost there, $8,000 away.
Well, let me ask you a question. So I'm a fan of yours.
Mm.
Convince me that I want you to go to Australia and that I should give you money for that.
Word. I mean, it's different perspective, you know, like if you if you like love music to the point where like if you can affect someone making his life, and you would like do that, you know what I mean? Because I would do the same thing for a artist, so I feel that type of hunger. And also the music is better, you know, it's gonna be new experiences, and also for the city of Boston, it's gonna be a Boston artist in Australia living there, not just like doing shows. So like if we establish something, some really good points, Stiz can come back there and get a better price because he already been there and he's going through his own like network of people, you know, and there's Americans out there that are making music, that probably want to get involved with it. But also I want to, like, for the sake of